Mr. Grease.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I need some advice from you, buddy.
What's the matter?
Well, it's the pool season, you know, and you go out to the pool and all these nice babes out there.
Yeah.
I was wondering if in the Hobble Handbook there's like a chapter in there somewhere about the best way to pick up the women at the pool. I'm kind of a young stud, you know, 21, don't have the ways of the world like you do. And, you know, instead of just kind of falling over there and saying, oh, will you rub oil on my back or something stupid, I was just wondering if you had any, you know, really smooth ways to get in tight with them, you know, maybe get them to invite you back to their place, you know, from the pool for a drink, sweaty bodies, hit the Posturepedic, it's all over.
186. I'm talking the Hobble Gaga Handbook, chapter 186.
Boy, all right, buddy, I'm listening.
All right, you hang up the phone and listen, okay?
You got it.
Okay. It's called Making Them Drool, down by the pool. This is what we call the old reliable. First you got to do is go to a costume shop and get a fake cast. A fake cast! On both your arms, so they're sticking straight out. And then you walk down to the pool, watching, of course, from your apartment with your binoculars until that one you got the real hots for shows up at the pool. And you go walking out with those fake casts on your arm, and you go up to her and say, excuse me, miss, I hate to interrupt your reading, but I would like to cool off a little bit in the pool. See all those people that look so good. They're swimming around and everything, but I can't get these casts wet. I wonder, would you mind walking into the pool with me in the shallow end so that you can, you know, make sure I stay upright? What, you gonna say no? You're a cripple, for God's sake. She's gonna get up, put her book down on her blanket, and walk with you. You'll say, well, this is a little slick. And she'll grab one of your casted arms and say, easy now. Maybe she'll even put a hand on the small of your back to steady you. She takes you down the steps. Now you're in waist-deep water. She can't go anywhere. She leaves you. You might slip. Whoops! Casts are wet. So you can strike. That's when you strike up a conversation. So you lived here at the Blauman Towers long?
Well, you know, I've been here a while.
You know, you go through all that stuff. Where do you work? What do you do? You stand there in the sun. Every now and then, make it look like you're going to fall. If she starts to move away from you, go, ah! She has to grab a hold of you again. And then you say to her, you know, I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm cooking like a lobster. Like a lobster. I don't know you well enough to ask you to put sunblock on me, since obviously I was unable to do it myself. And at that point, she may interrupt and say, oh, I don't mind. In which case,
sweet.
But if she doesn't say anything, you say to her, would you mind walking me back? Because I can't hit the button on the elevator for my floor. I mean, I can do it with my nose, but, you know, who knows where those buttons have been. So once again, she'll have to walk back, your flip-flops whacking, wickety-wackety, wickety-wackety. You go back into the elevator, she's like, what floor? 16! You hit the 16 button. And then, of course, would you mind reaching in the pocket of my trunks for the keys? Mind opening the door? Opens your door and you say, look, you have been so nice to me. We're just sitting there by the pool trying to read, trying to get a little sun. And here I come. Take me into the pool. Take me to the elevator. Open my door. I insist you have a beer. They're in the refrigerator. I insist. Now, if you'd like, you can. I got some towels in the closet. You can throw them around you in case the air conditioner. I can see the air conditioner is getting to you a little bit, huh? Ooh, tension. Matter of fact, I'm feeling a little tension. That's what we call the moment of truth. You get to the point where, you know, you really are no threat. You got your arms sticking out. And you're starting to put a little weight on in the hydraulics. She can look at you. Your bathing suit's wet. That bad boy, like... Chances are, at this juncture, she'll skin down that Speedo. She'll like the feeling of control. You got your arms in cast. What can you do? She'll be like... Did you just lean against your kitchen for mica? Oh, God, it's good. And then you have some fun. Now, when you're ready for evacuation mode and you'd rather not be bothered by her anymore, you say, hey, one more thing. I got to take a massive, and when I'm done, I wonder if I can trouble you. You'll be like... And then, of course, casts off. Bowl game on.
The Grease Man on DC 101.